something weird from Devo, but then again, everything from Devo is a little bit weird. We are member-supported KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Happy to pair up with House of Blues Anaheim. They are just as passionate about local music and the craft beer scene as we are. And Thomas, Director of Operations, right?
Yes, sir.
Is here in studio with us. How are you, man?
Good, good.
I can't believe this is the first time you've been here.
I know. I'm excited to be here.
Right. I've been wanting to work with House of Blues Anaheim for a long time. So
thank you.
Yeah.
We're happy to be here.
Maybe we could do more things in
the
future.
No, we want to do more things.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just beer related, but...
whatever you want. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. You did bring some friends from Valiant, who's killing it right now, and who's one of the breweries that's taking part in the Local Brews, Local Grooves event at House of Blues. You know the date on this off the top of your head? Oh, it's the 29th.
Yeah, it's two Thursdays from now.
Yeah, so it's the last Thursday of the month, and Jack and Brian from Valiant are here right now.
Awesome to be here today.
Yeah, right? Thanks so much.
Welcome, you guys, and Don Damari as well.
Yeah, welcome.
Who's thanks a for... contributor to KX93.5.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but good things. There was a tasting of Valiant over there at the Straub distributing facility not too long ago. I missed it. But everyone kept...
Shame on you.
Everyone kept raving
about it.
How
dare you? How dare
you? Know, really.
It seems like the general consensus is with Valiant is that they're really pushing the envelope when it comes to brewing their beers. You know what I mean?
We like to go big. That's definitely how we do it.
What do you mean you like to go big? What are some of the projects you guys have been working on in your small, short existence thus far?
Well, just you got to kind of go back in history just a little bit. For 11 years, I've been brewing big beers. Barley wines are what got me into this industry. And so that's exactly kind of how we brew. And when we say go big, meaning over 8% ABV. So we like to push the envelopes, go up to 14, 15, 16. The sky's the limit. That's wow. Craft beer for you.
Right.
Wow.
That's craft beer for you. So where is Valiant located? It's Orange County, right?
Yeah, it's in Orange County, but located in the city of Orange, cool, off Batavia. And it's right there. And we have a tasting room open to the public. So, yeah, we have a lot of varieties. Not only do we have big beers, we also have smaller beers, too.
Smaller alcohol percentage.
Alcohol-wise, yeah.
Totally. And you're one of the founding members.
Yeah, I'm the owner, head brewer, and my wife is the other owner.
Tasting room manager as well.
Tasting room manager.
Yeah, sure. So any given day, could somebody show up at Valiant Brewing in Orange and hang out in the tap room and try all the beers?
Well, we're open to the public Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
And you know, visit our website for the times that we're there, but... we're going to be increasing our times here pretty shortly, so just stay tuned to our Facebook page and things like that.
Right on. How many beers are on tap now at your facility?
I believe we have 13, and we have some special events coming up. So
outstanding.
We'll bring a couple more.
Keep
on that
us
list.
In the loop. We're here to generate a buzz for your events and everything, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Today we did bring a beer. It's your double IPA. What do we call this now? It's the Alpha Drive.
Oh, this is Alpha Drive.
Is this a crowd pleaser amongst locals?
This is the West Coast style beer.
All right. Do we have a bottle opener on hand, anybody?
Oh, we forget one?
One of the beer guys got to have.
What is this?
A bottle opener.
Wait, it's my teeth. Hold on.
We'll have
to. Oh, no.
I got a fire stick.
I got one.
Cool. Only the good brewers know the teeth trick, you know. We just did our What's on Tap segment, but we're also highlighting local brews, local grooves. It's happening at House of Blues Anaheim, downtown Disney. Rad place to see a show. Last show that I went to there was the Psychedelic Furs.
That was a great show.
And local band, more or less local band, The Burning of Rome. That was amazing, actually. Yeah, House of Blues, great place to see a show. And where are we having this craft brews event? Is it in the outdoor bar area?
Yeah, so we call it our Rose Terrace. It's going to be the outside bar. We're going to have the four breweries. And the inside will have craft cans located at each one of the bars inside. And then there'll be actually bands playing on the main stage and outside on the Rose Terrace as well.
Killing it, man. That sounds amazing. So you, as director of operations and curator of this beer event,
yeah,
are you able to pick the breweries that you highlight on any given day as well? Are you guys stepping it up now with the craft beer that you could get on tap at House of Blues?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the music hall itself, it's a little difficult to get as many craft beers as we want, but we do have six craft beers on tap, and then we have some Golden Road cans. We just picked up California Lager and cans from Anchor, which is a great little craft beer. In the restaurant, our bottle list is probably up to 45 different craft beers in different formats, from, you know, 22 ounces down to 12, and then we have six taps down there, and we have you know, Ballast Points, Sculpin, we have Anchor Steam, and a couple other ones like that.
I love it, man. Giving the people what they want.
Absolutely.
They want to go to see a rad show at House of Blues Anaheim, and they want their beer as well. So
absolutely.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, no problem. It's been a battle that I've taken on. So But I'm winning now.
It seems like you're winning.
Yeah. Finally, yeah. It was a lot of pushback in the beginning, but you know, numbers talk and people enjoy it, so it's good.
Local brews, local grooves. We've picked Bootleggers. We know them. They're out of Fullerton. You beer people probably all roll together and probably know all each other, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Or a giant van or something, right?
Bootleggers, Noble Ale Works, perhaps. Ballast Point will be there, who's maybe the only brewery outside of Orange County. And who else? Valiant will be there. There's going to be food pairings. And local music, how much were you involved with picking the artists? Or do we have other people who book the stage?
The people that work for us pick them. You would normally pick the artists because it'd be like, you know, just random techno and Devo. You know, random people that wouldn't matter to anybody else but me. So kind of like the beer. So.
Sure. We got Jeremiah Red will be performing this time with Feeling. We know them from Orange County. King Washington, Moonsville Collective, kind of a hippie outfit who started performing on the street.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, they were buskers on the street.
Really?
Yeah, and they're awesome. Playing this event. Local Brews, Local Grooves, House of Blues Anaheim, Thursday, May 29th, KX93.5 is proud to be more or less a sponsor. It is all ages, even though there's beer.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's welcome.
How about this? Let's play a song from a band who's playing Local Brews, Local Grooves, and we'll talk about you know, the Valiant Project.
Bring it on. Let's do it.
Right after this on KX93.5. Go.
Go, go, white, go, black, go, we getting rich. Oh, boys, better settle them ponies quick. We're gonna be millionaires. Buy that picking pan, we're heading out west. Deadwood, North Dakota, headed out west. Pick that mountain, gonna pan that creek, gonna buy a big house on Easy Street. We're gonna be shirts and sheets, them Yankees love them socks and the feet. We're gonna be millionaires.
That's a band called Moonsville Collective with Millionaires. They're going to be performing at the Local Brews, Local Grooves event at House of Blues Anaheim Thursday, May 29th. Everybody is here now. Well, not everybody from House of Blues, but Thomas is here and Jack and Brian as well from Valiant. Should I call it Valiant Brewery? Valiant Brewing
Valiant
Company?
Brewing. Valiant Brewing.
Because you got to be real particular these days on how you brand your stuff.
Everything. It counts,
right?
Yes.
Speaking of, where can people find you, like on online and social media and stuff?
Well, they can visit us at valiantbrewing.com or Facebook. Just type in Valiant Brewing. That pops up. And Twitter feed it too. You know, at Valiant Brewing.
And how long has this been a thing, your brewery?
Well, it's been a notion in my head for about 4 years as far as like going professionally and actually trying to pull it together. So it took about that long to get it going. We've been open now for about 15 months and going strong, like
you
said.
Congratulations. You guys are killing it right now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, just we started out with just my wife, Jack, and myself, and that was it. Just the three of us running around like chickens trying to figure out how to do these things at a big brew house and learning the industry. But we're doing really well now.
Do you find that now it's a runaway train? The fact that people just want these beers and you're trying to push it out as much as possible.
It's definitely.
Or you're trying to brew beer and the demand is so much where you're just trying to keep up. It's crazy.
Well, we kind of went, in the beginning, we went off like a gunshot and just did several different styles of beers. Actually, last year we did 40 different styles of beers just to show people what this is our capability.
Wow.
Not only, like I said, not only the big beers, but we do small beers, different styles. That's really the romance of the craft beer.
And you also said off the air that most of the Valiant beers, really at least half of them, right, are Belgian style?
Belgian influence more.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we like to make beers with a lot of complexity, a lot of depth, and we find that Belgian strains have more of that.
You've had some of those Belgian brews,
yes.
Right? And you could appreciate, again, the complexity mm-hmm. of all of these beers now.
Yes, for sure. I like Belgian ales and Belgian beers, but I like this beer you brought today, too.
The Alpha Drive Double IPA.
The Alpha Drive,
Alpha Drive Double IPA, available from Valiant out of Orange, California.
Yes, Orange.
They'll be at Local Brews, Local Grooves, a handful of bands that we love from Orange County going to be playing this event at House of Blues Anaheim, and some of our favorite brewers. From around Southern California. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to take a sip.
Yeah, this has definitely been one of our most popular beers, and it's really taken off. Mm-hmm. See it at a lot of different bars and great restaurants. So, it's just got that really great drinkableness. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's only 90 IBUs, but West Coast, but not too overpowering. You want to make sure that even a novice beer drinker can mm-hmm. pick this one up and really enjoy it and not get overwhelmed.
That's true. Yeah, no, it's good. I like it. It's definitely drinkable and it's tasty.
And yeah, the drinkability part, that's what it's about. You know, it rolls onto the palate, mm-hmm. gives you a nice flavor in the middle, then rolls off.
Brian is the founding member of Valiant. Can you speak on the ingredients and some of the stuff that goes into this IPA?
Yeah, it's actually pretty simple as far as its malt bill is concerned. You know, the grains that we use, two row that we use with little roasted malts, actually caramel malts that kind of give it some of the flavor that you taste. But on top of that, this is a West Coast beer, so we're talking about hops. Lots of hops. So we have a unique hop that we use in the bittering side to give it that nice rolling boil or that bitterness that we just talked about. And then the flavor side is from Centennial hops, and that's added during the whirlpool side of our process. And then as we go post-fermentation, which means after the beer is fermented, now we have beer, we go through a dry hopping phase that takes about a week.
Yeah.
And then we use the classic Amarillo.
Again, dry hopping for the uninitiated.
Yeah,
what is that?
It's basically what we're doing is taking the hops and adding it directly into the beer.
Okay.
And we go through a process where we try to now extract all the aroma characteristics out of the hops, all the oils.
Hmm. Yeah.
It gives us that very wonderful, fresh, you know, in-your-face, beautiful bouquet of flavors and aromas. So
it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to talk more about your beer. Thomas, I have more questions about the House of Blues event.
Awesome.
Let's hear another song.
Yeah.
All right.
This band will be playing Local Brews, Local Grooves, House of Blues, May 29th, a Thursday. This is a band from Orange County called This Time With Feeling. The song is called Take Your Time on KX93.5.
You're rushing to big places. Like it's the enemy. These beats and blues give you the energy.
All right, everybody on your best behavior. Microphones are on. There you go. That's a band called This Time With Feeling. The song is called Take Your Time. We like them. Another band out of Orange County playing the Local Brews, Local Grooves event at House of Blues. Thursday, May 29th, everybody is invited. Not only are we highlighting breweries from SoCal and specifically Orange County for the most part, but also great artists there. Thomas, how is it going to work out at this particular event? Are you bringing in kegs? Do you have enough taps to support all these beers?
Yeah, every brewery is going to have 4 tap handles. And so there's going to be about 16 altogether. Some breweries are going to bring like 5 or 6 kegs. Some are bringing half barrels, some are bringing pistols or 6 barrels. So we're going to have enough for everybody.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Some of the breweries that you've picked for this event are who again?
It's Noble from Anaheim. We have Valiant, which is sitting right next to me. We have Ballast Point. And the last one's Bootleggers from Fullerton.
Killing it. Yeah, we highlighted Bootleggers on the air a couple months ago, and we love their operation.
Yeah, good stuff.
Similar to you guys, more or less a mom-and-pop operation, just getting started and employing some people as you go on, you know?
Exactly. Family-owned and operated.
Yeah. We were talking off the air. I asked you if you could recommend any sours. There's a sour in the works for Valiant.
Yeah, we're putting this through a couple tests right now to see which direction we want to go, but we want to make pretty much a very low ABV sour to enjoy with a hot summer here.
Sure.
That's going to be done with lactobacillus, so it's very acidic, but it's very balanced of how it comes across in the palate.
Right.
And then what we're going to do is actually kind of go after how a kumquat tastes. Ooh. Where you get that tartness, but
yeah,
also that sweetness.
Huh.
And so we basically go ahead and sour the beer, and then we add like orange rind to that to help us bring in that orange flavor and that complexity.
What
there.
Does it take to make a sour beer? Is it because of the yeast that you guys
exactly.
use?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is it because it's wild yeast or something? And
yeah,
you never know what it's going to quite do?
Yeast is definitely the driving factor of all the beers. You
yeah.
know, there's a yeast, there's species, there's phylums, there's kingdoms of different yeast strains. And all these different yeasts do particular things. So we select a yeast that matches the profile that we want.
Yeah.
And Lactobacillus is one of those considered wild yeast strains that allows us to really go ahead and develop these really neat characters that aren't commonly found out there.
Right.
But it's done in a controlled environment, and when it's done like that, you could really dial in certain attributes of the beer to make them balance right. And we could do it in a fairly quick process, too.
It's fascinating stuff.
So how
you know?
Do you make a sour beer? What characterizes a sour beer? I'm not as familiar with these.
Basically, you're talking about the byproducts of fermentation, and really
okay.
it's the pH side of the beer.
Okay.
Most of the beers are sitting around about 4.5 on the pH scale,
mm-hmm.
and the sour beers tend to go a lot more acidic.
Right.
So you drop in the 3 range. And when
okay.
it starts to go there, that's where you start to get lactic acid.
Oh.
You know, it's like vinegar, things like that.
Is and that okay to drink that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, it's not like a wild in my laboratory.
It's not like a sour fruit that you're putting in. It's more like
correct.
Just the yeasts or
it's
the acids.
It's the yeast.
Oh, okay.
And some of the sour yeast strains, lactobacillus and different strains actually produce some like a passion fruit.
Huh.
And so you use the yeast to help derive certain characters that you want. And that's a big part of Valiant and who we are. What we do is try to design beer using hops, barley, you know, water, and the yeast to derive most of the flavor, and then add a little something at the end to help kick
well,
it into that.
You know, area. Sometimes we act like to add a little bit more than a little bit of something.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
You know,
that's what I keep hearing about Valiant.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling off the air, we're going to be bringing a really awesome beer to the House of Blues event. We're going to be bringing our 13.5%. Trappist style ale.
Ooh.
It's called Axiom. This is the bourbon barrel aged version. We
wow.
barrel aged it for about 7 months, and it gives it this really awesome bourbon oakiness flavor in addition to the
beautiful.
Already awesome.
And that's
beer.
Only available at the event, or is that something you sell?
It's super select.
Okay.
Occasionally we have it at the brewery, and then we really only bring it out for special
oh,
events like this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I don't usually see beers of 13% alcohol in the stores, or maybe I'm just not looking at for the right beer. But.
Well, there's some good ones
there's
out there.
Couple.
But
oh,
there's
really?
A couple.
Okay.
There's a
couple.
There's a few, yeah. But it seems like Valiant Brewing Company is on the forefront
right.
of these things. Like I said, pushing the envelope, you know,
cool.
and no... No surprise, Thomas, that they're one of your favorites.
No, they are one of my favorites.
Yeah.
In the top
cool.
5.
Do you also dig on those Belgian styles and stuff?
I love Belgian styles. I mean, that's really kind of what drove me into the craft beer world was, you know, trying Chimay mm-hmm. Red or the Triple for the first time and realizing, like, oh, there's way crazier things out there than just, right? You know, Bud Light.
again, Thomas is from House of Blues Anaheim. Jack and Brian are from Valiant Brewing Company in Orange. How are things at House of Blues? You know, I imagine that, not that you guys have your back against the wall or anything like that, but, you know, there's House of Blues Los Angeles, House of Blues San Diego. I've been to them, you know, down south for many, many gigs. You guys are in an interesting location right there in downtown Disney. Do you think that has helped or hindered just business?
You know, business is definitely picking up, and being in a tourist destination, we get a lot more exposure to a different clientele, I think, than the other House of Blues. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes our shows have to be driven to that clientele, but, you know, overall, it's a great place to be. Being a Disney property, there's a lot of guests, you know.
It's a great place to be.
So people probably just wander around that don't know that there's a House
Absolutely.
Of Blues there.
I think at any time, there's like a million people inside like 2 or 3 square miles of the resort. So, you know, definitely a lot more exposure than the other venues.
I love your idea about bringing the beer community and music together. We're doing it again, House of Blues Anaheim, local brews, local grooves, May 29th. We posted it on our Facebook page a couple days ago, so it's probably buried up on there by now, you know. But it's so nice to meet you guys finally.
Thank you.
Again, the Valiant people brought the Alpha Drive Double IPA. There's more beers in the fridge, is there not?
What there are.
You guys bring?
We are a brewery, yes.
No, what else did you bring?
We brought our Crescendo, which is our blonde lager, 6.5%. So it's a little bit bigger than you might expect. But again, that's what we want in our beers. We brought our Criterion, which is our Belgian amber with honey and rye. Ooh. And that one's 5.6%. We also brought our regular unbarrel-aged version of our Axiom, which is our Trappist style at 10.5%.
The unbarrel age.
Unbarrel
so the barrel age might be in upwards of 13 plus.
Yeah, it's 13 and a half, a little bit extra.
Totally. Again, so good to meet you guys. We could do a whole segment on the House of Blues or on just Valiant on its own, you know. But please keep us in the loop with things. We'd love to do a live broadcast at either the brewery or House of Blues
Absolutely.
Pretty soon. Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for what you guys do. And we're always here for you. We're KX93.5. Laguna's only FM. We love House of Blues Anaheim. Love what they're doing for localism. We're KX93.5.